producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean in the state of cold Minnesota. We got about 6 to 8 inches this morning. Pretty crazy stuff, but it looks absolutely beautiful. As a matter of fact, it's starting now to melt. But hopefully we'll hang on to this for a little while so we can at least get out those snowmobiles. For those out there in the states, and namely in the southern states, I don't understand what a snowmobile is. It's like a little machine with skis on the front of it with a motor in it, and you drive on top of the snow. I just wanted to share that with you. Just get any phone calls. Now, what is to say? What is a snowmobile, Bradley? Aside of that, folks, all in fun, of course. And I hope you had a wonderful Merry Christmas yesterday, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Aside of that, folks, if you would like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Or you can jump over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Second to none, check them out. Tell us what your thoughts are. You can also jump over on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Or if you'd like to go over on Twitter, Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Double E, Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour. 1-866-582-9933, and then hour two as well. 1-866-582-9933. Regardless of where you're at, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you always. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, I also wanted to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. 1 John 3:18. We're actually showing you our faith by our works. That would be in James 2. But we're also showing you our love for men. Mankind and God first and foremost. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. And what are His commandments? To go out there and preach the gospel to every creature. The Great Commission, Mark 16:15, folks. So again, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, do so. If you'd like to call in, do so. Without further ado, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today is executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority? It's a great question to ask, folks, and thank you for the response. We put this out on Thursday, and folks, it's just been great. People are beginning to wake up and beginning to understand constitutionally as who's doing the rebelling here, because we see that this administration is not only defiant at every step of the way, but as well, friends, they are rebellious towards the American people, towards the God that established our Mosaic Institution at every step of the way. And the American church, namely the 78% that profess their Christianity, need to stand up and deal with this criminal administration, because folks, we see that now what they're beginning to do is Obama's planned gun control regulations to be incrementally imposed. Folks, this is just crazy stuff after the holidays. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Obama's planned gun control regulations to be incrementally imposed after the holidays. And, folks, that's exactly why we're going to be talking about where is this administration getting their constitutional authority. Because it's not from the Constitution of the United States. Is it a hoax? Well, you're going to have to just hold up for a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here's another one from Dave Hodges just posted. I'm sorry, Tim Brown just posted. Senior editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Unclassified Department of Homeland Security documents prove local law enforcement is being propagandized against innocent American patriots. Of course. But, folks, you already know this. As a matter of fact, if you want to see how crazy things are, today we have the state-controlled narrative behind Mr. Sanders, Bernie Sanders, the communist himself, saying, you know what, we need to condemn anti-Muslim rhetoric. We need to put a stop to this. Wait a second, Mr. Whack Job, Mr. My Mind is in someone else's head. My brains are in someone else's mind or someone else's head. I mean, this is just like crazy stuff this guy says. But you remember, right, Bernie Sanders is the guy that said that, you know, terrorism is the cause of what? Climate change? I mean, now he's calling for condemning or the condemnation of anybody that speaks out against those that are actually killing the innocent. But, folks, ABC News is right there to broadcast it and tell you, oh, look at Bernie Sanders is saying, man, he's right on the money. Folks, what is this all about? Well, let me tell you what it's all about. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Tacitus said that. Let me say it again. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. First, it was the homosexuals. Now it's the Muslims, who I, folks, I've been warning you about for years that the Muslims were on the heels of radical homosexuals, using them as a political battering ram. Now the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram to create chaos to bring in a new order. That's all this is about. But again, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Folks, silence is deafening. It's time for you to open up your mouths. It really is. But you do need to understand that that's what's going on in this country. They are aiming at Amendment 1 and Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. Why are they aiming at your free speech, and why are they aiming at your right to bear arms, which may not be violated? You notice infringed concerning Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. But again, here we have it. Unclassified DHS. Keep in mind, DHS has already targeted the American citizens as the terrorists. And we already know from the pedophile himself, Mr. Henry Kissinger, he said those that refuse to accept the New World Order, he said them are the terrorists. So again, folks, they're telling on themselves if you'd open your eyes up to see what you're dealing with and who the terrorists are. But again, unclassified Department of Homeland Security. What did Jay Johnson said? He was put in the position, the director of the Department of Homeland Security, he was put in the position for the plight of the Muslims. Now, Barack Hussein Obama's releasing more terrorists from Guantanamo Bay, and folks, all of his administration, they are merely there to be the fox in the chicken coop, to guard what the administration plans on implementing, or let me say it this way, guarding over the American people in the sense of not there to protect them, but to keep an eye on them, to demonize them, to polarize them if they get out of hand. But again, folks, we need to wake up as to what's going on here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, unclassified documents, DHS documents, prove local law enforcement is being propagandized against American patriots, folks. Why is that? Well, Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, just can't get away from it, folks. We know what the Lord said, and now we're in it. So we have to deal with it according to the mandate as to what Scripture tells us, and that is to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Okie dokie. Remember when the real St. Nick punched a heretic for denying the incarnation? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just posted. It just posted. Also on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, bring up Bill Clinton's sexual abuse victims and tie Hillary to the cover-up. Get cut off from the media. Folks, you need to understand that the media is controlled from the top to the bottom. From the top to the bottom. Boy, I'll tell you what, did somebody hit a hot spot here talking about Bill Clinton's sexual affairs, his sexual abuse victims? This is all husbands connected to the husband of Hillary Clinton. They don't want you talking about that, folks, because that hits home. You know what's also interesting to note is I'm noticing more and more and more and more where people are beginning to talk about the incarceration of Hillary Clinton and the Clintons. And that's exactly where it needs to go, because justice is the guardian of liberty. Don't ever get off the topic, folks, of magnifying the law against the crime rather than magnifying the crime against the law. We need to put this into perspective, correct? And the way to do that is to hold it over the top of their heads concerning their crimes. And these people need to understand that we do not work for them. They work for us. Here's another one for you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just letting you know what's going on out there, friends. Muslim religious leader says saying Merry Christmas is worse than murder. Folks, these are the people, these refugees that are coming into America that are beginning to tear away at the laws and the Christian heritage in which you have been given, friends. And the only way that this is going to prosper is for you to roll over in the face of what's going on out there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Huffington Post declares that Americans using Christmas lights prevents lesser nations from having electricity. Folks, again, here you just have the baser sort given a voice. and it's all bought and paid for. Just so you understand again, folks, they're playing the Saul Alinsky tactic at every step. They want you to be in a position where you believe their ignorant rhetoric at every step, and that's where we need to stand up and say, we're not as foolish as you want us to be. And the way that you do that, again, is to stand up with the knowledge to deal with these foolish people. It's absolutely incredible. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. America doesn't need militarized police, and here's why. Check it out. New York City to enact legal consequences for using wrong pronoun with transgenders. See how they're aiming at your free speech again, friends? But this is happening because people, through a false sense of mercy and grace and compassion, are actually rolling over in the face of those that mean to take away their God-given rights, namely the transgenders, namely the atheists, the homosexuals, the communists, and the Muslims, folks. You show compassion to these people and you help them, and what do? They turn and rend you. Wasn't it Jesus that said not to cast your pearls before swine? And the way that you know the distinction between good and evil is by the reference of God's moral law. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we go again. Mayor who called Hussein Obama a Muslim asked to resign. See, these are the kind of people we need to get around, America. If these people are taking a stand in your community, get around these people and support them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. California. Here we go again. Muslim named Jihad arrested for threatening police with bomb. Police detonate bomb safely. Do you understand why Winston Churchill said of the Muslim religion, it's like rabies in a dog? Folks, if you want to understand what peace is, these people, folks, you're always going to be at unrest around these people, not knowing when they're going to crack. Isn't it interesting, too, that the people that actually indoctrinate these people to commit suicide in the process of taking as many infidels out as possible. Isn't it interesting, friends? Those that are indoctrinating them, how come they're never called to do what they're actually teaching others to do? If these people would think about it, say, well, if it's such a great honor to actually go stand in front of Allah after I go kill as many people as I can possibly kill and I get 72 virgins, everything Christ bore the cross concerning and told you to deny and to flee from, here's the Muslims actually alluring you through the doctrine of devils to actually do these things so you can go to heaven to meet Allah and get your 72 virgins if you kill as many people as you possibly can. Well, hey, listen, if it's that great, then you first. You go first. Folks, it's the doctrine of devils. That's what this is. This is crazy stuff, but this is happening in America. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. And why is that? Why is that? Because, again, folks, we have a church that is making mockery of the Christ himself at every step. And I'm talking about the professed church once again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. With mega churches putting up Star Wars nativity scenes, who needs anti-theists? You heard me right. With mega churches putting up Star Wars nativity scenes, who needs anti-theists? Oh, by the way, I brought up a couple weeks ago, isn't that interesting that Josh Earnest, the spokesliar for Barack Hussein Obama, believe it or not, folks, he actually found someone stupid enough to get up and lie for him. But isn't it interesting how they put these stormtroopers right next to him? And then they had R2-D2, and they put on a big show concerning Star Wars and the release of Star Wars. Well, did you know that during that same time, that's when they were passing that $1 trillion omnibus bill? You remember what they were trying to pass when Michael Jackson died, right? And you remember that Obamacare, right? Isn't it interesting how these high-profile individuals, for some reason, they use them to divert the attention of the American people to pass unconstitutional, unlawful bills against we the people. But here, the church is going right along with it, and keep in mind, again, the church is called to be a moral compass of the society. John Adams said that, the second president. When that goes, everything else goes. So you wonder why government's doing it? It's because the church is doing it. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. With mega churches putting up Star Wars nativity scenes, who needs anti-theists? Who needs the atheists? I mean, they're doing the job for them. No wonder why. You know, it's been said that the reason for atheism across the globe is because of the professed Christians. Well, let me tell you something. That one isn't going to fly. Because if there was no God, there would be no atheist, number one. And number two, you can go ahead and try to find as many infractions concerning the professed Christians all that you want. But you better keep in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now what is your excuse? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Rand Paul, in the United States, we don't have a king. We have a constitution. That's exactly right. We're ruled by law in this country. We have no king but King Jesus, saith our forefathers. And 238 years later, we're still here. He's right on the smack. Folks, I also want you to pay attention to the fact of one of the things that I've been noticing over and over and over again is people love to talk about how Trey Gowdy just embarrasses the people that he's actually interrogating. Same thing with Daryl Issa. And I bring this up because I've just seen it again. But Trey Gowdy just grills. It's almost too hard to watch, the headline said. And I had to go back, and I'm laying this to you as well, friends, to your candor. What has Trey Gowdy ever done is concerning indictments, charges, concerning any of those that he talks big and bad concerning? Hillary Clinton, Benghazi, Fast and Furious. Where are the indictments? Where are the charges, America? You know a man by his fruit. You judge him by his fruit. What is the fruit of Gowdy and what's the fruit of Issa? Show me the money. Where's the justice? They haven't delivered any. So they can talk all big and bad all day long. And as long as they want to, and they can fool as many people as they possibly can, but there's always someone that's going to catch on to what's going on here, friends. Again, if we go back to what Jesus said, judge a man by his fruit. What is the fruit of Trey Gowdy, friends? What is the fruit of Daryl Issa? What is the fruit of these men that we put up as constitutionalists, even as Rand Paul or even Ron Paul? What's the fruit? I don't see where a one of them, folks. Ted Cruz, Rubio, Bush. Hey, folks, where has any one of them brought forth the articles of impeachment? Why are they not doing their duty? Is it that they could be going along to get along? And notice as well, friends, notice how bills are pushed down the throats of the American people. And then we see the Rand Pauls and we see the Ted Cruz stand up and say, these other representatives that everybody thinks are just doing their job and they're heroic and they're the stuff. Well, you know what? Let me ask you something, friends. Let me ask you one simple question. I want to ask you one simple question concerning all of these good guys. What's the fruit? What's the fruit of these individuals? We see videos popping up all day long about what they said today. They always come in a little too late to say, let's go ahead and bring nullification concerning the bills that this administration is passing. Wait, prevention is better than cure. Why do they wait until after the fact? Why do they wait until after the fact? And then, folks, because they're kicking the can down the road. And again, folks, the illusion is that these representatives are put there to actually fight for your rights, when in fact, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Where have they won them? I want to know. Where have they prevented DK concerning the Constitution of the United States? America, you lose, and yet you cheer these men and these women on who have done absolutely nothing in the preservation of the Constitution. Be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Speaking of which, just highlighting SonsOfLibertyMedia.com because there's much going on. Interestingly enough, folks, Muslim Congressman Andre Carson claims white supremacy is the biggest threat to America. He's a Muslim. Also wanted to let you know what's going on in your country right now. Just talking about Trey Gowdy just a moment ago, and I want to highlight that real quick. Actually, it's live radio, so I'm pulling this stuff up in front of my face. As I'm on break, I'm just going through what's taking place across the country. Well, we're finding out right now, speaking of Trey Gowdy, he's actually going to be stumping for Marco Rubio, who is constitutionally ineligible to become the President of the United States of America, folks. You need to understand they're going along to get along. And again, as I said earlier, friends, the illusion is that they are there to protect your rights when, in fact, that is not the case. That is not the fruit of any one of these Republican heroes, friends. Not a one of them. Oh. Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, other fast food restaurants. Muslims are demanding that they serve a certain type of meat, and these companies are not bowing to their whims. But again, see what they do, friends. They invade, and then they begin to tear down. They don't have to pay for anything, folks. They just come here, and that's what they're taught to do. They're a plundering army. They're a Trojan horse. And you know exactly who's paying for that Trojan horse, America. You are. You are paying for it at every step. Oh, my goodness, folks. Some of the stuff going on. Even the Pope coming out and saying just some heretical things again. It's just incredible. But I believe we can get to the other side of this if we're willing to stand up and fight for it. Hey, folks, understand, love him or hate him, Thomas Edison said, the strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. Let me say it again. Thomas Edison, love him or hate him, he was right. The strength of the Constitution, you are the law, America, lies in the will of the people to defend it. So how much do you love God and how much do you love America, friends, is really what it comes down to. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, going to highlight a couple more, and then we're going to jump over to topic. These two sodomites are rejected a marriage license because they are father and son. Yes, you heard me right. Two homosexuals want to marry each other. Well, they just happen to be father and son. Folks, you need to understand you're dealing with a lawless people. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, sheriff's office holds a 19-hour standoff with an empty house, destroys house in the process. Do you think they justified themselves? You better bet your bottom dollar they're attempting to do so, aren't they? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Obama's planned gun control regulations to be incrementally imposed after the holidays. So we're told. Okay, cool. That's what they're telling us. But when we go back to our foundations, namely the enumerated laws found within our Constitution, the Constitution of the United States of America, which they swear to uphold with their hand up in the air towards God and their hand on the Bible and their oath towards man. Folks, executive orders, where is this administration getting this authority from? St. Augustine, or Augustine, however you'd like to pronounce it, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men of principle, it would be more, still more, unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. See, folks, Scripture tells us in the book of Psalm 12, verse 8, the truth of Scripture has never been more obvious in American history when it comes to one administration than the present one, when it tells us the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. You know that little statement I make, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree? Look to Scripture, friends. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest of men are exalted, if you want to call them men. See, again, here we have Barack Hussein Obama, along with his incompetent outlaws. They're operating without the confinement of law, out of their scope of authority, friends. That's what makes them outlaws, and incompetent indeed they are. Folks, they've set their sights on law-abiding gun owners in an attempt to infringe upon their rights. Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights during his last year of his incumbency. And he's doing this with the permission of the American people to go ahead and do what he wants to. Because they fail to understand he doesn't have a right to violate constitutional law. He doesn't. And he's not above the law. And he is not the law. And he does not have the right to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own ungodly, devilish image. He doesn't have a right to do that because God did not give him the right to do that. As a matter of fact, he wants to now bring forth more unconstitutional executive orders to accomplish this. I said unconstitutional executive orders. Listen to me. Unlawful executive orders. The usurper-in-chief wants to bring forth more unconstitutional executive orders to accomplish this. Well, how does that work? Remember that question, friends. How does that work? Because I'm going to bring that up during the duration of this expose, per se. First, you understand, America, that the Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. It is the seedbed of the Constitution and, again, the enumerated laws. It holds that the rights of the people come from God and that the powers of the government come from the people, Exodus 18:21. So this is, in fact, the reason that this government is at war with God and his people. Read Revelations 12:17. Folks, it's all in Scripture. It's all there. Telling us what to avoid, what to do, how to correct it, how to fix it. And then what we've done, when we do all that we can do, then we stand back and leave the results up to God because he wants to show himself strong on the behalf of the people that fear him. That's the Kairos meeting the Kronos. So therefore, again, understand, folks, that your Declaration of Independence underlies the Constitution. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you realize right then and there that your inalienable rights given unto you by your what? They come from God, not the state. Not the state. Though they would have you believe that your privileges are given to you out of the generosity of those that work concerning representation, delegated authorities that we ourselves gave unto them. For some reason, they have in their heads that they're above us now. That's called a demigod. That's despotic. Secondly, executive orders are defined. Here again, understand executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? I can tell you where. They're getting it by creating it out of thin air, because they don't have the authority to do so. Well, then the question, friends, is how is it that this administration thinks that it can do what it wants to do without consequences of violating the law? Well, the question is where is the administration getting this authority from concerning executive orders? United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. Okay, and keep in mind, federal government is a creature of the state. That's important for you to understand. Not the other way around. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the Constitution. When they take authority from a legislative power, which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution, which is already written, or are made pursuant to acts of Congress, the representative of the American people, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power. Delegated legislation. Where does that delegation come from, friends? From you. That delegated legislation and authority comes from we the people, because Congress is the voice of the people. And those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. See, this is what's funny about the American people. Why do you let your employees talk to you that way, America? Why do you let your employees demonize you? Why do you let your employees polarize you? Why do you let them accuse you of things that are untrue? Why do you let your employees, America, do the things that they want to do without consequence? Because that's exactly what's happening here in America, especially concerning executive orders, because they're defined. Like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies, executive orders are subject to judicial review. What's a judge's job, folks? It's to discover and apply. Folks, listen, what's the judicial review? What's the job of a judge, friends? To discover and apply written law, not to change it, not to legislate it, not to gut our rights given unto us by God in his moral law. And folks, do understand that judges are not there to judge the standard by which they themselves are judged by. And if you think I'm so far out there, let's just go to the representatives right now. Folks, they implement all these unconstitutional laws, which are not laws, they're policies, which means 9 times out of 10, they're unlawful, friends. In other words, they need not apply. They're null and void if you knew what the law said. They don't apply here. But folks, isn't it interesting how they implement them upon the American people that they work for? But for some reason, like Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, it doesn't apply to them. The right to bear arms, see how they want to disarm you, but it doesn't apply to them, friends. See how on the hit list of terrorism concerning the DHS and this federal government and this administration, see how it applies to all the American people that are constitutional, but it doesn't apply to them, friends. See what I'm saying? That's the very definition of tyranny, and you have it here now in America. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Let me say that again. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. I'm going to come right back to that point because I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm going to take it in stride, line upon line, precept upon precept. We're talking about, folks, executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? Because we didn't give it to him, so therefore, where is he getting it from? We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Executive orders. Where is this administration getting this authority from? We've been defining executive orders. There's no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution, refers to the title of president as the executive. Okay? And people, we don't have a king in this country outside of Christ. There's nothing stable but the but heaven in the Constitution, said President Buchanan. And keep in mind, it's the law that makes the king, not the other way around. So, if there is no constitutional provision or statute that explicitly permits executive orders, then why is it that he keeps pulling executive orders and the American people are led to believe that it's okay that he does that? Because, after all, he knows what he's doing. Folks, he's instructed therein by the Declaration to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, not to create them out of thin air and throw them on the backs of the American people. Again, he's there instructed by the Declaration to take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment, Article 2, Section 4. So therefore, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for the issuance to be justified as a part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the United States executive carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequences of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. At least, America. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution. There is no support for him to bring forth executive orders that are not congruent or antithetical, folks, might I say, or stand in direct contrast to the Constitution of the United States of America. No more than you or I can. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution. Concerning gun control, friends, he has zero. Concerning Obamacare, he has zero. Read Article 1, Section 8. Folks, we can go down the line, folks, concerning the crimes and the treasonous acts of this administration. Let me say it one more time, just so I can get this into your head and your heart, please. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution concerning executive order. He has none. Either in a clause granting the president specific power or by delegation of power by Congress to be the president. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it is simply null and void, period, end of story. No debate. Because we don't need some judicial interpretation. We don't need no compromises made by two men that get together and agree on what they both know is wrong and illegal. We don't need any debate so they can gut the pith and marrow of our God-given rights. And why is that? Because it's neither this nor any other administration has the power nor the authority to act out of their scope of authority because it's not been given to them, friends. This is really how simple this is. The government can't just do what they want to do and then say, well, we have congressional immunity. We can go ahead and do whatever we want to do. No, you cannot, because you have not been given the right to do that. I mean, folks, what comes to my mind, and I hear this all the time, is these unconstitutional wars. I hear it all the time. Every tea party I do, church I do. Well, what about these unconstitutional wars? Well, what about them? They're unconstitutional. You just said it. Why did you let them send your kids to fight, bleed, and die for unconstitutional wars? It's not the government's job to police the world, but America doesn't know the difference, so therefore they can always do whatever you let them get away with. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're doing that which you let them get away with. We got Charles from Ohio calling in. Welcome to the show, my friend. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you today?
I'm a little snowy here in the state of Minnesota. It's getting a little
really?
Chilly, but outside of that, I thank God I'm here.
Raining here. I got a question that I've studied. I've been a Christian since 1976, and I've studied that passage in Luke, I believe it's 23:36, where Jesus was speaking to his disciples. I don't know exactly how many or which ones were there at the time, but I know he was specifically maybe to Peter. And he said, at this time, you know, before I sent you out without money, purse, extra clothing, and so on and so forth. But he said, but now, you know, you're going to need all those things. And those of you that don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. Now, I read somewhere that a college, a Christian Bible college professor, can't remember the fellow's name, but he said that at that time, under Roman rule and their laws, that was unlawful for him to even say that because the sword was considered a military armament. Mm-hmm. And I was just trying to sort that out for myself, whether, you know, our Lord and Savior was telling us that we have the right to defend our lives and our families, regardless of what kind of laws the government comes up with.
Well, I started my preface out with this as to what Mr. Augustine said. He said, though defensive violence will always be a sad necessity in the eyes of men, of principle, it would be still more unfortunate if wrongdoers should dominate just men. If we go back to Romans 12, verse 21, it says we're to overcome evil with good. So are we to act like a bunch of sheep and allow our government to become a bunch of wolves? See, the reason we're asking questions like this, my friends, is because we know very little of our founding documents. We know very little of our founding forefathers, and we know very little of what they did to actually give unto us what we have 238 years later. And when you begin to study that out, you're going to understand exactly what kind of men these were. You know, just as a matter of fact, even over Christmas time, is it not interesting that everybody was talking about the birth of Christ? Praise God. Either Santa or the birth of Christ. And we always stick to the birth of Christ here. But did people actually take the time to study out the fact that our forefathers, there's a famous picture of George Washington crossing a river during the Revolutionary War, and it was on Christmas Day. And what were they doing? They were fighting, bleeding, and dying, in many cases, fighting off a tyrant across the pond to establish again what we have over 238 years later. As a matter of fact, when injustice becomes law, the way that we're beginning to see it today, understand our forefathers knew it better than we did, because resistance became duty. And keep this in mind. If our forefathers had not been armed, we wouldn't be here today to talk about it. And we know Go ahead.
I was just, I've thought of that many times here recently with all the things that are kind of transpiring, that was it Lexington and Concord were actually started by the British moving in to confiscate the arms and ammunition of the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Was that kind of the way that happened?
Well, if I was to take it line upon line,
disarm them.
Well, that's ultimately what they were going for. Again, if you want to go back and study up the Declaration, I'm answering your question, my friend. If you go back and study the Declaration of Independence, you can see the violations. You can see the usurpations. You can see the abuses of a king, because three-quarters of that documentation, by the way, I just read it yesterday again, from Tyrant King George concerning our forefathers who were trying to appease them through an olive branch over and over and over again, who would not be appeased. And you should see and read some of the things that this tyrant meant to do to our forefathers, where they had to stand up and fight off this tyrant. Now, go back. You were talking about Luke 22, verse 36, Charles. If you go to Luke 11, 21, it also says, when a strong man fully armed guards his house, his possessions are safe. I think really what it comes down to more than anything is a little common sense. And again, tying that and bringing about the correlation with our forefathers, why is it that our forefathers were armed in the first place? And why did they establish Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights? It wasn't for hunting, my friend. It was for in case government turns bad or tyrannical, and that's exactly what we're seeing today. And we are talking about executive order, but do we have a right to defend ourselves, to arm ourselves? Absolutely. Is it scriptural? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's basically what, you know, I just want to get the perspective of what God is trying to tell our nation now. I know, I believe we're in Romans 1 myself. I agree with John MacArthur on that. He's one of my most trusted key Bible teachers that I follow. And, you know, he says he believes that we're in Romans 1 right now.
Well, let me tell you this. I got a hard break coming up, my friend. We're to occupy till he comes. So we need to stay busy. And like Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, he said, if I knew that I didn't have tomorrow, I'd still plant an apple tree. And that's exactly what we need to do. Folks, we got hour two coming up on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620.